Here's a great story, wrapped up in coincidence. Last week's documentary about the sinking of the St. Patrick reminded me of one of my most favourite pieces of exciting radio, telling the story of the ship, the Flying Enterprise. And by coincidence, I was mooching around the internet the last couple of weeks and came across a man named Paul O'Dear, who wrote about the Flying Enterprise and the impact that story had on him as a schoolboy listening to it on Radio Éireann. And the other coincidence, the whole story of the Flying Enterprise took place this week, 60 years ago.
Captain Kurt Carlson of the Flying Enterprise.
That's John Ross, isn't it?
You remember the basic facts of this. The Enterprise, an American freighter, damaged by heavy seas 300 miles southwest of the Irish coast 3 days after Christmas 1951.
It was an absolutely incredible saga for its day, and you really felt you were out there.
Passengers and crew were landed at Rotterdam, but Carlson, to save his company heavy salvage claims, refused to abandon ship.
I was living out at my granny's at the time, and I remember every day when you come home from school, you tune in.
For 6 days, the freighter wallowed on her side, drifting helplessly. And for 6 days, world interest centred on the battle between Kurt Carlson and the Atlantic Ocean.
That's a good word, battle, because that was basically what I was following on radio.
Then on the 3rd of January, the British Turmoil got a tow line on the Enterprise, as observers on the USS Willard Keith told us.
I think the success in getting the tow wire aboard was eventually due to some comparatively calm weather and the fact that the chief mate of the Turmoil, by the name of Dancy, managed to get aboard the Enterprise while she was working under the stern of the Enterprise.
I remember the tug Turmoil and throwing the line. I think it broke once or twice.
5 days later in the newsroom, we had this report by Carlson himself from the Enterprise.
Fine and dandy. We got some clean, warm clothes from my slop chest, some clean underwear, dungarees, even a pair of new shoes, and clean socks. It's all set. It's feeling very good. Over.
But however cheerful they may have sounded, Carlson and Dancy were having a cold and desperate time of it. Their hopes and possibly their very lives depended on that all-important tow line.
It was great radio, though. Carlson was Batman, Superman of the day.
There was a little chafing, or a possibility of it, so he looked around for some grease, and until we could pass it over to him on the high line, he found a pound of butter and put that on it to hold it, have it heavily greased temporarily.
It was the classic boy's story. Will the captain go down with his ship? I mean, we were all very naive and romantic.
Over to him, over.
On January the 9th, the tow line parted. The Enterprise settled over farther on her side. The end was near, but still Carlson refused to leave.
This is the Willard Keith. The Flying Enterprise is still afloat. She's at about 80 degrees right now.
And you really felt you were in the Atlantic with Captain Carlson.
Captain Carlson and Mr. Dancy are standing on the starboard side of the deckhouse. Over.
That was on the last day, January the 10th. The weather was growing worse. Huge waves were rolling right over the ship. As darkness came on that evening, the world knew that if Carlson and Dancy risked another night on board, it might be their last.
And you wanted the ship to float, and you wanted him to stay with it, and you wanted it to get in.
At 4 p.m., the gathering dusk came this news.
Land's End, this is the Willard Keith. Flying Enterprise is now on her side, about 90% underwater, with waves breaking over. She's still partly afloat, over.
And finally, the brief message over the radio telephone that wrote the end to a gallant story.
In case you haven't received the report, the Flying Enterprise has gone under, over.
But he stayed until the very last moment before he left it.
Paul O'Dear and the story of the Flying Enterprise.
Magnificent saga. Really unbelievable. Almost like constant ticker tape coming out of the radio.
And speaking of ticker tape, Captain Carlson got a ticker tape parade in New York before going on to captain the Flying Enterprise 2. And another Irish connection, Captain Carlson's story was written by the author Frank Delaney.